for me, you know. I cherish it a lot, you know, and Earl and I, we always talk about the old ways. You know, he'll be 79 in April.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about how cooking and preserving our food ways is a way to hold on to our family, to hold on to our legacy. And, you know, I'm thinking, I've been trying to figure out also how certain dishes became gullet dishes. Why would we consider shrimp and grits a gullet dish?
There was, and kind of way they did, because we had families that would take okra, tomatoes, and they would jar it. They used to jar a lot of food back in the day too. So when you start to making your gumbo, you already got a base. All you have to do is cook your meat and do your medley of onions, peppers, and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, a lot of the family members and friends of the family, the women would jar foods.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at certain times of the year, you know, okra, they would jar the okra. They would jar. They had a thing called chop.
I guess when I think of home, I think about familiarity. So things I grew up with. So for instance, my dad's a pastor, and specifically a pastor of a Korean American church. So when I hear hymns in Korean, that like triggers a lot of like warmth in me, and memories of my upbringing. And a level of comfort that I feel like, you know, other musical pieces don't necessarily bring up. So I think home, definitely Korean, Korean versions of hits.
Yeah, it takes a lot to make a home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize it, but it really does. What does it take for you? You gotta be passionate. You gotta be caring. You gotta be loving, you know. Some people don't have that to pour into a home, you know.